And joining me now from Missouri Baptist Medical Center, Dr. Frank Catanzaro, an ophthalmologist at Missouri Baptist Medical Center. Good morning, Dr. Catanzaro.
Good morning, David. I'm pleased to be on the show this morning, bright and early.
We're happy to have you here. Hey, listen, it's summertime. The outdoor season, I guess, you know, really gets going this weekend with Memorial Day and, you know, people hitting the pool and all of that stuff and doing a lot of yard work. What are your concerns regarding eye safety for people?
Well, as far as my experience in the office, some of the more common injuries that I see, especially when people are working outdoors around their bushes, as they bend down to dig a weed, there will be an adjacent branch that will stick in the eye, causing an abrasion on the cornea. So the other thing is, though, those weed eaters, they eat more than weeds, I'm afraid. They're known to kick up stones, dirt into the eye, and they can have a foreign body in the eye. So I would just stress, if you have glasses, wear them outside. If not, sunglasses would protect the eye pretty well, too.
How about sports injuries? You know, people playing, you know, volleyball out in the backyard or maybe being on a softball team or something?
Sure. And, I mean, gosh, now people are out active in sports. Some of the common injuries we see in that field would be certainly a black eye, simply a blunt blow to the eye socket causing a hemorrhage. A finger in the eye, especially with basketball, causing an abrasion. And on a more serious note, should the ball itself hit the eye, it can cause a hemorrhage in the front chamber between the cornea and the iris. We call it a hyphema, and that does even require hospitalization at times.
Hey, how about swimming underwater in a pool that's got a lot of chlorine in it? I mean, it stings your eyes a little bit, but that doesn't do any lasting damage, does it?
Usually not. It can get the eyes red. As long as the person that mixed in the chlorine, you know, didn't go too overboard, it'll get the eyes red, and sometimes we do have to put them on some mild steroid drops, but usually it would not cause long-lasting damage, no.
You know, sometimes we forget our goggles, Doc, and, you know, you want to take that nice underwater dive there.
Yep.
Well, I hope you have a happy summer and a nice, safe one with your eyes there.
Okay.
If you'd like to contact Dr. Catanzaro or for a referral to any doctor on staff at Missouri Baptist Medical Center, the number to call for the Missouri Baptist Physician Referral Line is 314-996-LIFE. Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Have a good day then.